Hey, friend. Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. If today feels heavy, foggy, or just plain confusing, you are in good company. I'm so glad you hit play, because we're diving into something that so many of us quietly wrestle with. Purpose. Have you ever had those seasons where everything, where everything feels like a blur? You're doing your best. You're showing up, checking the boxes. But deep down, you're wondering, what's the point? Maybe you're tired of pouring out with no visible return. Or maybe you've convinced yourself that somehow you missed the turn God had planned for you. If that's you, I want to remind you of a truth the enemy loves to make us forget. God is not done with you. Not even close. Today, we're anchoring ourselves in Jeremiah 29:11. One of the most quoted verses in scripture, but also one of the most misapplied. This isn't just about future dreams or far-off callings. It's about hope for today, right here, in the middle of the mess. So let's walk through it together. Take a deep breath. And say this prayer. Father, sometimes it's hard to see past the chaos. I admit that I've felt lost and unsure of my purpose. But today, I choose to believe that you are still writing my story. Remind me that my worth isn't based on how productive I am, how perfect I am, or how put together things look from the outside. Remind me that you are the author of my days and that nothing I face is wasted in your hands. Help me to trust you, even when the path ahead isn't clear. Give me peace that steadies my heart and hope that lifts my eyes. Thank you for the promise of a future that's good. Even when today is hard, I'm holding on to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. When everything feels chaotic, it's easy to lose sight of your why. You wake up exhausted, you go through the motions, you wonder if anything you're doing actually matters. The noise of life can drown out your sense of direction. You might question your purpose. You might not know your purpose. You might feel unseen in your efforts or wonder if you somehow missed what God had for you. It's a vulnerable place to be, but you are not alone in it. Here's the beautiful truth. God still has good plans for you. Not just far off, not someday dreams, but real hope. Filled with purpose, woven into this very moment, right now. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that his plans are not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. That includes the messy middle you're in right now. Even when everything around you feels unstable, God is steady. Even when you don't understand the why, he's working behind the scenes. He is shaping your heart He is building your strength, and He is preparing the path ahead. So take heart today. You don't have to have all the answers to keep walking forward. Trust that your efforts aren't wasted and your pain isn't pointless. The chaos might feel loud, but God's promises speak louder. Hold tight to hope. Keep choosing faith. And remember, His kingdom is bigger than your current mess. And His plan for you is filled with life, purpose, and goodness beyond what you can see right now. Father, when I feel lost in the chaos, remind me that You have good plans for me. Plans that bring hope and a future. Help me trust You even when I don't understand what's happening. Give me courage to keep going and faith to believe that You are working behind the scenes. Thank You for loving me and having a purpose for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today: what area of your life feels uncertain right now? Write a letter to God, asking Him to reveal His purpose and His plan for that part of your journey. Friends, if you are stuck in that in-between place where your purpose feels blurry and your energy feels drained, I want you to hear this loud and clear. You are not forgotten. Your life still carries divine purpose. What you are walking through isn't a detour, it's part of the development. God is doing something sacred in you, even in this. So today, don't wait for clarity to choose faith. Don't wait for perfect peace to believe God's promises. They are already true right now. Keep showing up. Keep listening for His voice in the noise. And when the chaos tries to shout over your calling, remind it who holds your future. Thanks for spending part of your day here with me. If this encouraged your heart, would you take a second to leave a review? Share with a friend who needs some hope today. Every time you share, you help me and others find peace in the chaos too. This kingdom in the chaos. Until next time, hold tight to hope. He is not done with you yet.